Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're starting Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. So Kuf Tzadi Vav is everything we've done is very, very Nogea L'maisa. Kuf Tzadi Vav is certainly no exception to that. So there are basically four topics in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. Although what we do today, what we learn about today is probably not going to be so much L'maisa. We're just going to be laying some groundwork. But there are basically four topics that you have in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. First, you have the topic of Hefsek Tahara. The actual bedik of the Hefsek Tahara, you got to see the Mishnah and Daf Samaches. You have to see the Sugya and Daf Nun Beis and Beis all the way to Nun Gimel and Beis, and that appears in Shulchan Aruch of here in Sif Aleph Beis Gimel and Hay are the basic dinim of Hefsek Tahara. And then we're going to have the Sugya of Shivinakiyim and the bedikos of the Shivinakiyim. That's the second topic of Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav, and then for that you see the Mishnah and Daf Samach Chesam and Beis until Samach Tesam and Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalid over here. And then we're going to have the Sugya of the Tzura of the Bedikos. What does it mean? The Bedikos of Acharon Stakim, Amakim Shem Shemesh Dash. How far does the Bedikos have to go? What exactly is the Bedikos? So that you have the Sugya in Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we'll see that in Siv Dalin in the Ramah and Seifim Vav through Tes. And then you have the fourth topic in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav is the Sugya of the Stira Shivinakiyim and Palestra Shavazarina. What happens if something happens during Shivinakiyim that would either ruin the Shivinakiyim or suspend temporarily the Shivinakiyim? And that is the Sugya of Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Shabbos Daf Pei Vav, as far as Plata Shechvazara Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, and with that we'll see in Seifim Yud through Yud Gimel. So that's the basic order. You have Hefsek Tahara, Shivinakiyim and Bedikos. You have you have Shivinakiyim and Bedikos. You have the Tzura of the Bedikos, and you have the Stira of Shivinakiyim. So let's start with the Hefsek Tahara, with the Sugya of the Hefsek Tahara. So the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Gimel tells us that the reason Benos Kutim were Tameos Nida, were considered to be Tameos Nida, is that Yom Shofasekos Bo Soferos L'minyan Zayin, that they counted the day of their Hefsek Tahara toward their 7 days. So the Gemara asks, why don't we do the same thing? After all, Mitzvah Siyom Kikulo, so the day of the Hefsek Tahara, meaning if a woman does Hefsek Tahara on middle of the day, so let the rest of that day count as day one of the Shivinakiyim, and then you'll still have Shivinakiyim if you just use Mitzvah Siyom Kikulo. We use Mitzvah Siyom Kikulo l'gabe all sorts of things, so why wouldn't we use Mitzvah Siyom Kikulo in this context as well? So the Gemara asks that question. The Gemara brings sources that you can't say Mitzvah Siyom Kikulo for the Shivinakiyim. Tosos on the spot, Tosos in Nida, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosos writes that you don't say Mitzvah Kikulo at the beginning of the Sfira Shivinakiyim. You do say Mitzvah Kikulo at the end of the Sfira Shivinakiyim. So we do actually apply, and we will see that when counting the Shivinakiyim, there is an Indian of Mitzvah Kikulo. We are not knowing that way anymore in terms of allowing Tevila and Tashmish and everything else. But really, 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 Mekar Adin, a woman could go to the mikvah on day 7 of Shivinakiyim, and she could have tashmish with her husband after going to the mikvah when it's still day 7 of Shivinakiyim, because we do say Mitzvah Kikulo at the end of the Sefira Shivinakiyim. It's only the beginning of the Sefira Shivinakiyim that we do not say Mitzvah Siyom Kikulo. So the first topic that you really have over here in this simon that's discussed at length in the Beis Yosef is when during the day should a Hefsek Tahara be done, And when during a woman's period may a Hefsek Tahara be done? Meaning, because those two things are going to relate to each other. Meaning, if a woman's doing Hefsek Tahara on the very day that she became a Nida, then the rules might be different than if she's doing Hefsek Tahara after having been a Nida for several days. Meaning, it could be that the Hefsek Tahara, after having been a Nida for several days, you have much more room to allow for an earlier in the day Hefsek Tahara, whereas a woman who only had a gush of dam had a re'iyas dam, a real re'iyah, but it was just a one-day re'iyah, so maybe we're not going to be as makil in terms of the timing of the hafsek tara, and certainly mochdachuk and things like that as well, as we'll soon see. So let's sort of like back up and build the sugya starting from the Mishnah on Daf Samaches, and we'll see how, you know, the Rishonim interpret the sugya and how we get to what it actually says in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll talk about whether it actually chaps enough kamina for us. I mean, because a lot of the discussion is going to revolve around when a woman does have siktara on the first day of her period. For us, that never really happens. Meaning, for Ashkenazi Jews, certainly, and even for many Sephardim, we discussed, right, that it would never happen, because you got to wait either 5 days, or for Sephardim, 4 days, before you can even do a Hefsek Tara. So the whole discussion, the whole Torah about timing a Hefsek Tara, and is a moch required when it's a one-day re'iyah, no such thing as a one-day re'iyah, because you're not allowed to do anything until later on anyway. So that we'll talk about later on. But let's assume we don't know anything about, and anyone in the room never took chasen class probably actually doesn't know anything about the 5 days leading up to the Shiva Nikiyim. Let's just assume a woman becomes a Nida, she bleeds, and she stops bleeding that very same day that she started to bleed. Can she do a Hefsek Tara right then and there? Can she do a Hefsek Tara on that day? Can a woman do a Hefsek Tara whenever it is that she stops bleeding? So it starts with the Mishnah. The Mishnah Nida Daf Samaches tells us, Nida Shabatka Atzma Yom Shvi'i Shachris Umatza Tahara, a Nida that does a Bedika on the seventh day of her Nidus. Now again, this is talking about a Nida, not a Zava. So let's go back to the Dinim of Nida. Nida means she's Tameh for a total of 7 days. It means on the seventh day that she's a Nida, if she had stopped bleeding by the end of that seventh day, she can go to the mikveh that night. So she did a bedika in the morning of the seventh day, clean as a whistle, no problems. Ubein Hashmashos lo hefisha, but then she didn't do another bedika around Ubein Hashmashos time, so she only did a bedika in the morning. Uliacher yamin batko matzah tmeya, and then 3-4 days later, she goes and she does another bedika, and she sees that there's dam on it. Harehi becheskas tahora. We can assume, and the what goes unstated in the Mishnah, but l'chora is assumed, is that she had gone to the mikveh that night, right? So she had done a bedika 7th day in the morning, it came out clean, she did not do another hefsek tara later that day, she went to the mikveh that night, and then a couple days later she did another bedika and she found that she's tamei. So does she have to assume that she's been tamei l'mafreya, and that all the taros that she touched is tamei? Says the Mishnah, harei hi becheskes tahora. Right now she's tamei because now she found dam. But in the past couple of days, she has the right to assume that her going to the mikvah that night worked and that she was tahora. But katzma biyom shvi shachris umatzah tameya. What happens though if on day 7 in the morning she does a bedika and she finds dam? Ubein hashmashos lo'afisha. She didn't do another bedika later that day, and she went to the mikvah that night anyway. Uleachrisman Budko Matza Tahora, and then a couple days later she did another bedika perfectly clean. Hare to Becheskas Tameya. So she's Becheskas Tameya. So these are halachos that are not really relevant to Nida Labaila. These are halachos of Tumen Tahara. That in the first case, whatever Taharos she touched in between are presumed to be Tahora, as long as she was Toveles on that eighth night, it's presumed to be Tahora. Whereas in the latter case, she's presumed Tameya for the Taharos that she may have touched in between. Right? That's what it seems to be. That's the Mishnah. But then the Mishnah continues. And the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shelo Efrisha B'Tahara Min HaMincha U'Lemayla HaRezu B'Cheskas Tameya. That when does the Hefsek Tara have to be done? Meaning, even if a woman did a bedika, again, Tanakhama seemed to say, if she did a bedika in the morning of the seventh day, she's good. If she did a bedika in the morning of the seventh day, that's going to be enough to make her becheskas tahora, that she's going to be allowed to go to the mitzvah that night, and everything's going to be fine. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. it's got to be done min mincha ulamayla. Only if she does that hafsektara min mincha ulamayla. If she didn't do min mincha ulamayla, I don't care that she did in the morning. Not going to be good enough. That seems to be the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Ra'ah in the Bedek Habayis explains that if you do the hafsek too early in the day, we're concerned that, you know, she might see dam again later that day. So you got to do it late in the day in order to be confident that by the time she was doing her hafsek tara, she's really closing that chapter of her Yemei Nida, that she's really saying that now I am no longer seeing dam. So it has to be late enough in the day that you're confident that it's over. But if it's early in the day, you still have so much time left that she's still in Nida, so we're not confident that the bleeding is over. So, okay, so when exactly is that? Meaning, it's min mincha ulamayla. What exactly is min mincha ulamayla? So Rashi writes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the hefsek should be done bein hashmashos. Bein hashmashos. That's what he means by min mincha ulamayla. So the Sidrei Tara over here in Sifkat Antes says that means that Zman HaMincha Ulamayla that Rabbi Yehuda refers to is from Sof Zman Mincha. A bit of a funny way of expressing Bein HaShemashos. Min HaMincha Ulamayla means from the end of the Zman that you're allowed to daven Mincha. That's what it means Min HaMincha Ulamayla. That's when you got to do the Hafsek Tara. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, so go back to the beginning of Shas. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold as a sof zman mincha? So brachas tavchavav that is plaga mincha. So the hefsek should be done in the last hour and a quarter of the day. Meaning, since according to Rabbi Yehuda, zman hamincha ends. Was everything okay? Since Rabbi Yehuda holds that the hefsek tara that the zman hamincha ends an hour and a quarter before the day is over, so that's when, from the time you can no longer have a mincha, lefi shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that's when you could do a hefsek tara. That seems to be what Rashi means when he says bein hashmashos. That's how the Sidrei Tara explains shitas Rashi. Beis Yosef says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the hefsek tara should be done from mincha ketana, which is 9.5 hours into the day, which means that 2.5 hours before the end of the day. Whereas the way the Sidrei Tara explained it is that it's plaga mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. The Beis Yosef understands Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that it's from mincha ketana, from 9.5 hours into the day. And the place he explains that that's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, because he holds that after plaga mincha, it's zman kriya shma shel arvis, and it would have a din of laila. So the bedikah has to be earlier than that, meaning he thinks it's untenable what the Sidrei Tara is. How could the Sidrei Tara say that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she does the Hafsek Tara after Plaga Mincha? After Plaga Mincha, it's the next day, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's already Zman Ma'ariv. It's already Zman Kriya Shma Shel Arvis. It's too late. That can't be right. So that's what Beis Yosef understands. No, it's got to be earlier. It's got to be the hour and a quarter before that, when according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's still daytime. In Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see that there's, so we're talking Plaga Mincha, Mincha Ketana. We're going to come up with this newsman called Samuch Lebein HaShemashos. What's Samuch Lebein HaShemashos? So we normally assume that means within a half hour of Bein HaShemashos. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Osi Yates over here, he asks on those poskim that the Bedikah should be Samuch Lebein HaShemashos, where do we get that from? Meaning, even Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is only Zman HaMincha L'mayla. It doesn't have to be Samuch Lebein HaShemashos. And what does Rabbi Yehuda mean by Zman HaMincha L'mayla? According to the way the Beis Yosef understands, it means Mincha Ketana. So 2.5 hours before nightfall, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Plaga Mincha is already night, you still have an hour and a quarter before night. Meaning, even if you're going to assume, like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that night starts earlier, he still gives you an hour and a quarter before night. So where in the world would you get the idea that it's got to be done within a half hour of nightfall? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that really, 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 if we had our way, the Bedikah should be done during Bein HaShemashos, when the day actually changes. Meaning, if you were able to pinpoint when the calendar turns from one day to the next, that's when you really want to know that she's not bleeding. Meaning, that's when the chazaka that she's no longer seeing dam needs to be established. That would be the ideal time to ascertain that she's not bleeding. So ideally, it should be as late as possible before the end of the day. But, EF Sholetzam, same, to do the bedikah, during Bein HaShemashos Mamish, because you're running the risk of doing it too late, because you might be doing it after it's already nightfall, and then the next day has begun. That's too late for a bedika. So it's very, very difficult to thread that needle to get the bedika, you know, right at the last second of the day, so that she can go to the mikveh that night. So Rabbi Yehuda was koveya in the case of the mishnah, go to the mikveh that night, or for our purposes, begin counting shivanikiyim that night. So Rabbi Yehuda was koveya the zman an hour and a quarter earlier. However, we don't hold the plaga minchas when the night begins, so we can't allow as early as mina mincha lemaila. So we had to come up with some other zman. So, meaning Rabbi Yehuda had a particular zman in mind, because he held that the plaga minchas is when night begins, and it had to be earlier than that. So what did he do? He went back to the last reasonable zman. But we just do some chlebein hashmashos, because we can't allow. Meaning for us, plaga minchas is not the next day yet. It's still not abundantly clear why we didn't just go back to plaga mincha then. Meaning, if Rabbi Yehuda's end point is plaga mincha, so we said, okay, so he went back to Mincha Ketana as the time for the Bedika. So for us, where the end point might be Shkia, so why didn't we just go back to Plaga Mincha as the time? No, instead, we went to Samach LeMincha, which we assume is like Samach LeShkia, Samach LeBein HaShemashos, which we assume is about a half hour before Bein HaShemashos. So I don't know if the Aruch HaShulchan really answers the question of where exactly this half hour came from, other than to say that Begadol, you know, the goal is to try to get that Siktara done as late in the day as possible. The Ra'ah writes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as Rove of the Yom is over, she could do have Siktara. So Rabbi Yehuda really means Mincha Gedolah. So if you're keeping score at home right now, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Mina Mincha L'mayla, that she's got to do that Siktara, right? Mina Mincha L'mayla, she's got to do the Bedika. What does he mean by that? So far we have three possibilities. Right, mina mincha l'mayla might mean plaga mincha, might mean mincha katana, and now the Ra'ah says, or maybe even mincha gedola, because you only need that most of the day is over. That's what he means, that it has to be, mina mincha l'mayla. So mincha gedola is good enough. The Mishnah Achrona says it's similar to Shabbos Daf Tesam and Beis, where the Mishnah says lo yeshev adam lufnei hasapar samuch l'mincha, that a person is not supposed to sit down to get a haircut Samuch l'mincha, and the Gemara says over there that means mincha gedola. So and those who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda allow even for bedika shachris. So it's mistaber. That's the Rav points out. The Mishnah Rishon points out that it's mistaber that if the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda allow a bedika in the morning, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, I don't allow a bedika in the morning. I require min a mincha l'mayla. In general, we have a klal in Shas that we try to minimize machloka. We have a klal in understanding machlokas. We always try to minimize machlokas. We always try to assume that a machlokas is not min akotze ala kotze. We try to establish that, you know, everything is exactly the same except for one nuance of difference, or that, you know, that's one way of minimizing machlokas, or that if there's if there's a huge gap between the two shittos, we're not comfortable with that unless that gap is filled with other shittos. But if you just have a Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakama says, yeah, do a bedika in the morning, that's good enough, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you got to do it later. We don't want him to say later mincha ketana, that's way later. We'd much rather Rabbi Yehuda say later means, you know, mincha gedola, when it's just past chatzel sayom. Okay, so those are three possibilities how to understand Rabbi Yehuda. So again, just the chazer, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah quotes the shita of the Tanakama that a bedika shachris is good enough, and then the Mishnah quotes the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that a bedika shachris is not good enough. You need a bedika from mincha l'mayla, but three sheetos in Rishonim. What he means by mincha l'mayla, he might mean mincha ketana. He might mean plaga mincha, which is when he holds it's going to be night, and that's, you know, it's got to be done. That's what Rashi means when Rashi says he's got to do the bedika bein hashmashos. That even though it's already nightfall, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could still do a bedika then, which is a huge chiddush. He might mean mincha ketana, which means, no, you can't do it when it's already the next day. So you get an hour and a quarter before that, which is 2.5 hours before what we would call the end of the day, and that would be mincha ketana. And then you have the shita sarah, that what Rabbi Yehuda means is a half hour after chatzos hayom. Then says the Mishnah Vayter, the chachamim omrin, afilu b'shnayim l'nidasa, batko matzata, ro b'nashmashos of risha, Whoa. Up until this point, we've been assuming, again, the Mishnah's talking about nidah d'oraisa. We're not talking about doing a bedika in order to be able to count Shiva Nikim. Nidah d'oraisa, you're doing a bedika on day 7 to go to the mikveh that night! To be able to go to the mikveh that night and to assume that everything that happens after that is going to be tahora. So everything we've been talking about has been on day 7, should be her last day of Mayana Pasuach, her last day of actually bleeding. Come along the Chum and say, the bedika that she needs to establish that she's no longer bleeding could even be back on day 2 of her Yemei Nida. It doesn't need to be on day 7. Now, what's unclear is what would Rabbi Yehuda say about that? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says it's got to be done late in the day. But could it be done late in the day of any of the days? Or is Rabbi Yehuda not? Rabbi Yehuda is being very machmir. Not only must it be on the seventh day, but it must be late in the day of the seventh day. So there's a machlokas, what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Whether Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Hafsek Tara could be done on earlier days, and not just on Yom HaShvi'i, but even on earlier days as well. The Beis Yosef writes that it can be done on earlier days because the function of the Hafsek Tara is to establish that she's not going to see again on that day. It comes out a little funny, right? A woman gets her period on Sunday, right? So, Midah Reisa, she's going to be in Nida until Motzai Shabbos, till the following Motzai Shabbos. Says Rabbi Yehuda, when she does her bedika to allow herself to go to the mikvah on that Motzai Shabbos, if she's doing that bedika on Shabbos, it's got to be Shabbos late in the day on Shabbos. So Beis Yosef says, or it could be late in the day on Friday, or Thursday, or Wednesday, or Tuesday. That's all fine. As long as it's late in a day. You know, it doesn't matter that it be late in the day of Shabbos. It's got to be late in a day. Now, that's a little bit surprising, because you would think that the earlier you are in the process, the more she's cheskasa mayana pasuach, and the less a bedika is going to help you. If it's earlier on in the week, how could you assume that the bedika is going to help you at that point in time? Right? So what does it mean, later in a day? So Beis Yosef writes, it could be done on the earlier days, because the function of the Hafsek Tara is to establish that she's not going to see again on that day. And once you've established that, she's b'cheskas tahora. Meaning the purpose of this bedika is to establish that she's b'cheskas tahora. How does it establish that she's b'cheskas tahora? You make sure that when the day ends, she's not bleeding. So as long as you have a day that ends, that you could say, when this day ended, she's not bleeding, and I know nothing of what happened afterwards, I can assume she's still tahora. So it doesn't have to be on the seventh day. It could be any of the days. As long as that day ends and she's not bleeding, I can assume she's still tahora. That is how the Beis Yosef writes. However, Sidrei Tara, Sifkat and Tas, Dibra Maskul, Bedivrei disagrees. And he says, no, Rabbi Yehuda, what we would have thought. Rabbi Yehuda requires that it's got to be done on the seventh day, because the closer you are to the end of Yemei Nidos, the less opportunity there is to see Dam. Meaning the more chance that you're drawing close to the time of Mayana Sasum, of where she's not going to see Dam anymore. And that seems to be Shitas Rashi, because Rashi writes on the Mishnah, when the Mishnah goes through the three Shitos of Tanaim, Rashi summarizes for us very nicely, and he says, Shalosh machlokos padavar, that there are three shitos in Tanaim. L'tanakama shvi'i hu shemetaraso b'dika shachris abel sheni lo. Tanakama would say, it's got to be on the seventh day, but it could be in the morning of the seventh day. Ulrabi Yehuda afilu b'dika shvi'i shachris lo metarena ad shemafrish v'en hashmashos. Rabbi Yehuda would say, I agree with the Tanna Kamma, it's got to be on the seventh day, but it's got to be late in the seventh day, right? Very clear in Rashi, it seems, that Rabbi Yehuda would say, I agree it's got to be the seventh day, it's got to be late in the seventh day. Well, the Rabban Basrai, afilu sheni. And the Rabban Basrai, the third sheet in the Mishnah, would say, it doesn't even need to be on the seventh day, it could be in the morning of the second day, that's fine also. So the Gemara on Samachasim based quotes a Braisa, that the Chacham responded to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, and they said, "Well, ilmali yadehu munachos bein einehu kol bein hashmashos yafa ata omer." Meaning, what are you trying to accomplish, Rabbi Yehuda? By making it be so late in the day, you're trying to accomplish that the day ends, and as the day is ending, as you're turning the page on the calendar, you know that she's not being roa any dan. So So the Chum say, you can only know that if she's got a bedikah cloth stuck inside of her, you know, as that moment of day is turning from one to the next. But clearly, there's always the possibility that as soon as she finishes her bedikah, even if it's at mincha gedol or mincha ketan or plaga mincha, that as soon as she finishes her bedikah, dam will come. There's always that possibility. So, since there's always that possibility, mali yifrisha betara b'shvi min mincha l'mayla, mali yifrisha betara b'rishon. Why would it matter if she's doing the hafzik tara, min mincha l'mayla on the seventh day, or she's doing the hafzik tara on the first day? Either way, there's always the possibility, elamai, you're never going to be able to resolve that possibility. You're never going to be able to address that that possibility. It's interesting, the Gemara refers to, or the Brisa refers to, Yodehu Munechas Be'eneha, that her hand is in her eye. That's not what they're referring to. So you do find that Chazal very often refer to Oso Makam Shabi Isha as an ayin, as an eye, which is Lashon Naki, Lashon Sagi Nahar, so you refer to it as an eye, meaning there's not even a word for it. In Hebrew, it's also makom. In general, that's Lashon HaKodesh, that you don't have dirty words in Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara in Mem Dalet Amud Beis says that that Fisulim Shel Ketanim Migimel Shanim, Pachas Migimel Shanim, is like a Nosin Etzva B'toch Ha'ayim. Right? When the Gemara talks about how the Fisulim are Chozrim, so the Gemara uses that same Lashon, that, you know, just like if you get poked in the eye, so a tear might come out of your eye, and then your eye will produce another tear. So too, the besulim will come back. The besulim will come back when besulim will come back when a girl has tashmish. Right? We discussed that we had that case of with the doctor. What do you mean?
Doctor said that her besulim is going to grow back if she doesn't have tashmish.
Oh, that the psalm will grow back? Oh, yeah, with that funny, like you need a new doctor, right, yeah. But, because it doesn't happen. We discussed the hymenoplasty. Right, did we talk about that when we did the psalm? No? What? There's like some sort of surgery that Muslims get. They build a hymen. So that's one of the arguments in Poskim as to whether she should now be considered a basula. If they rebuilt her basula, should she now be considered a basula? Legabe all the halachas of the basula or ksuba and everything else. One of the arguments in Poskim is that basulim can't be a function of whether you had tashmish previously or not, because pachsim baskin l'sham v'yamechor also had tashmish, but the basula chosrim comes back. The counter argument is that that's not called the Maisa Tashmish, and that's actually Basila Chozrim. The hymenoplasty is just them taking some tissue and building a fake hymen, you know, in order to whatever, satisfy the Ayatollah or whoever, whatever it is. I think it was a psak of the Ayatollah that accounts, right? That was the, It was a psak of the Ayatollah that accounts, that if they rebuild the Basilum surgically, That's why the procedure exists, because he paskin. Okay, ridiculous world. So what was I saying? Oh yeah. So you see that it's the lashon of ayin. Gemara Daf Samach on Beis also says that the aver is ma'akev the yitzias adam, just like nesinas etzba ba'ayin is ma'akevas yitzias adima. So again, you have that same lashon. Okay, but that's really beside the point over here. The lashon is not really what matters. If the Chum say back to Rabbi Yehuda, you're never going to solve the problem anyway. The problem that you're trying to solve is a non-solvable problem. You're trying to solve the problem of, how are you ever going to be sure that she doesn't bleed again after the bedikah? You'll never be sure. There's nothing you can do to be sure. Elamai, you just do a bedikah at some point in the process. Now that line is the basis of a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch of here in Kuf Tzadi Vav Sif Beis says that if a woman has a one-day ri'iyah, right, she only bleeds for one day and she doesn't see any more dam, she needs to do a moch dachuk for the duration of Ben Hashmashas. That she needs to leave something inside for the duration of Ben Hashmashas, right? That's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Rasu Yom Echo Dolvad. If she only saw one day, upasko bo bayom, and stopped seeing that day, tzricho livdok atzma b'moch dachuk, she requires a moch dachuk because she has shem kol ben hashmasha. She needs to put a bdika cloth or something inside of her and leave it there for the duration of ben hashmashas. Now, on the surface, it would seem that that halacha is irrelevant because nowadays a woman can't start counting the shem nekiyim until 5 days anyway. So there are three approaches as to why it makes a difference, meaning why I need to know that if she's roeh yom echad, that you need to do a moch dachuk. The Shach quotes a Divrei Chamudos that if she sees on one of the days during Shiva Nekiyim, there's no need for a new 5 days, but her moch is really going to matter. Meaning, let's say a woman during on day three of Shiva Nekiyim had a gush of blood, a flow, a real flow, not a kesam, a flow. So that's a ri'iya, that's only Yom Echad. So if she wants to do another Hafsik Tara that day, she's going to need a moch dachuk. That's what this halach in Shulchan Aruch is referring to. Most of the time, it's not what happens. Right? Most of the time, during Shiva Nekiyim, what a woman sees is not a flow. What a woman sees is a kesem. So usually, that's not going to require a moch dachuk. But if she sees a flow, and if she does see a flow, usually it's going to last more than a day anyway. But it could happen. It could happen that in the middle of Shiva Nekiyim, she'll have a flow. And therefore, she's going to be ready to start the Shiva Nekiyim again the next day, but she's going to need a moch dachuk. So Shlomo Sifkat Nehe says that a kala can count Shiva Nekiyim miyad kishatafsik. That a kala has no requirement of 5 days, which is also very mistaken, because the whole idea of the 5 days is that it's counting paleta shechvazera, that it's taking into account any shechvazera that might be coming out of her body. Well, a kala's never had any shechvazera come out of her body. So she could start counting Shiva Nekiyim as soon as she does a hafsik tara. Kala's allowed to start counting Shiva Nekiyim as soon as she does a hafsik tara. So if she had a 1 day ri'iya and then she does a hafsik tara, on that day she's going to need a moch dachuk. So that's a second case where it might come up. And a third case, Chazanish and Siman Sadi Bey, Sifkat Mem Hei, wonders what the question is, because nafkamina is obvious. He said, if she didn't do another hafsik tara after day one until day six, can she count day six as the first of the Shiva Nekiyim? So he assumes that's going to be relevant. Whether meaning, let's say a woman knows that she has to wait 5 days. Rav Azar writes this also. Let's say a woman, of course, she has to wait. She gets a period. She can't start counting Shiva Nekiyim for 5 days. But she also knows that she finished bleeding on day one. She's ready, finished bleeding. So what? She's going to wait till day five to do her hafsik tara? She figures, I finished bleeding. Let me do my hafsik tara today, right? So a woman, let's say, gets her period on Sunday, and normally you got to wait Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the next day could be Shiva Nekiyim. Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday could be the Shiva Nekiyim. So normally you do the hafsik tara on Thursday, sometime on Thursday. But this woman knows on Sunday afternoon that the bleeding is over. She went to the bathroom again. She sees there's nothing there. The bleeding is over already. For whatever reason, she only bled once. So the bleeding's over already. So can she do a hafsik tara on Sunday? And then start counting her Shiva Nekiyim that Friday. So if she does that, then yeah, she's going to need a moch dachuk. Meaning that's this halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Siv Beis, that she's going to need a moch dachuk in those circumstances. So those are the three possible ways where it could happen that you have, even l'didan, that you could have a ri'iyas yom echad, that where you're going to need a moch dachuk li'ikuva, where the moch dachuk is going to be necessary. And again, that's based on that line in the Gemara where the Chum says to Rabbi Yehuda that yadav munachas beinah kol bein hashmashos in yafa ata omer. So the Rama says that b'diavad, if she did a bedika samach lebein hashmashos and no moch, it would still work. But a bedika shachris doesn't work because she's b'cheskes le'yam p'suach on that day. Meaning the Mechaber says that if a woman had a 1 day ri'iya, so she's going to need to do a moch dachuk li'ikuva that night. How do you have 1 day ri'iya? So we gave three possibilities of how she would be, why she would be doing hafsik tara on the 1 day ri'iya, right? We had those three possibilities. For Sephardim, you don't even need those three possibilities, right? If you're a Sephardi, you could just assume the last time she had tashmish was a week ago. So if she has a 1 day ri'iya, so she can do. There's nothing wrong with her starting to count the Shiva Nekiyim the next day. If you assume that Sephardim don't even have a 4 day minimum, I mean the 4 day minimum counts from the last tashmish and not from when they get their period, which is the way Rav Avadia Yosef seems to assume. But Rav Zinuberger told my wife that Sephardim don't assume that way. Whatever, we'll get to that, I guess. But So the Ramah says if she has one day Re'iyah, a Bedika Shachris doesn't work, but yeah, a Hefzik Tara is not Ma'akid. So the Sidrei Tara says that the Mechaber is based on a Ramban in Hilchos Nida, Beis Aleph. And the proof that the Moch is critical in the case of a one day Re'iyah is that our Gemara says, Il Mali Yodeha Be'eneho, Kol Be'na Shmashos, Yafa Ata Omer. And since her hand wasn't there, we're choshesh that im sivuk yodeha ra'asa, that as soon as she moves her hand, then dam is going to come out. Meaning, the chacham hold that without a moch, there's no advantage of the bedikas erev over the bedikas shachris. The chacham hold that the moch, that you either have a moch or you have nothing. Meaning, if you have a situation where you really, really, really need to ascertain that at the end of the day she wasn't seeing dam, it doesn't help you to do bedika later in the day. You need a moch tafuk. Because if you do bedika shachris, or you do bedika in the afternoon, both cases there's a concern she might bleed right after the bedika. But it also turns out that whenever bedika's erev works, a bedika shachris should also work. Meaning the Chacham are making their point that they think a bedika shachris does work, because they're saying, look, if a bedikas erev is good enough, even though there's a possibility she might bleed afterwards, then a bedikas shachris should be good enough. And if a bedikas shachris is not good enough, a bedikas erev is not going to be good enough either. So there really should only be two opinions over here. There should be an opinion that you need a moch, or that you don't need a moch, and you can even do a bedikas shachris. What did the Ramah do over here? The Ramah did something funny. The Ramah says, no, you don't need a moch, but you need a bedikas erev. L'chora, that's nobody. That's not what the Gemara is saying. That's nothing in the Gemara. According to the Chacham, whenever B'dika Zerv works, B'dika Shachris works. And whenever B'dika Shachris doesn't work, B'dika Zerv doesn't work either unless you have a moch. So in the case of one day Re'iyah, we know that B'dika Shachris does not work. The Ramban holds B'dika Shachris does not work. We'll get to it soon. In the case of one day Re'iyah, so must be that B'dika Zerv also doesn't work in the case of one day Re'iyah. Which means you need a bedikah biyom sheni. If the chacham in the Mishnah held that a bedikah samach lebein hashmasos worked even on day one, and you don't need yodeh beinah kol bein hashmasos, then the question they asked on Rabbi Yehuda should be turned around on them. Meaning, if the chacham really held that a bedikah samach lebein hashmasos could work even on day one, and you don't need a moch tachuk, then you can ask the kasha on the chamim. Why does a bedikas erev help you? A bedikas shachris is no worse than a bedikas erev. You still have the chashash that she might be bleeding. It must be that according to the chamim, you require a mavtachu kol ben hashmashos. That according to the chamim, on a bedikah on yom one, on a rias yom echad, you need a mavtachu kol ben hashmashos. And that leaves the ramaz a tzarachiyim gadol. If you're following the cheshbon, that leaves the ramaz a tzarachiyim gadol. Because he makes his own pshara between the poskim in allowing a bedikas erev without requiring a moch tachuk. So Tosos in Dibra Maskel Amru had a similar chilik between bedikas boker and bedikas erev, but that's only within their sheet that the bedikas shachris doesn't work on any day. But again, according to the chachamim, on day two you don't need a moch tachuk for sure. And on day two, three, four, five, or six, or seven, you can do bedikas shachris, bedikas erev, it's all the same. According to the Chacham, on day one, you need a moch tachuk. And the Ramah comes along and he says, on day one, you don't need a moch tachuk, but you do need bedikas erev. And he's pasking like the Chachamim. So how could that be? Very, very difficult to understand the Ramah. But maybe we got a little bit ahead of ourselves over here. So again, just to chazer what we had so far. We had three shittos of Tanaim in the Mishnah in terms of when a woman becomes a nida on the Dor Raisa level. If a woman becomes a nida on the Dor Raisa level, and she's going to need to ascertain before the end of the 7 days that she's able to go to the mikvah, that she stopped bleeding, what exactly does she need to do? So the Tanakama said that a bedika at some point on the 7th day. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, not just some point on the 7th day, late on the 7th day. We had a machlokas. Did Rabbi Yehuda mean late on any day or late on the 7th day? But let's assume Pashas like Rashi, late on the 7th day. And then we had another sheet of the Chum that even already as far back as day two of the Yemei Nida, she could already do a bedika. So then we discussed, well, the Chachamim challenged Rabbi Yehuda, and they said, why does late in the day make you happy? Late in the day doesn't do anything that early in the day doesn't do. The only way you could really satisfy your concern that you know that when they're turning the calendar that there's no dam is by having the bedikah cloth in there for the entire Ben HaSmashos, what we would call a moch dachuk. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if she has only a one day re'iyah, you takanid a moch dachuk. We have a tzarech iyur why the Rama thinks that you don't need a mokdachuk, but you still need the bedika late in the day. According to the Chamin, that doesn't make any sense. Now, Beis Yosef goes on to be mevair some basic shitos in Rishonim. Beis Yosef quotes the Gemara. Amr lal Rabbi Yehuda l'mal yadam anach v'enach kol ben ashrash z'yafat ha'omer achshav emesu gada rasa mali yifrish v'tar min minchol maila mali yifrish v'rishon. The Beis Yosef just quotes the hemshich of that Gemara. Right, the Chum challenge of Yehuda, what difference does it make whether she did the bedikah late in the day or early in the day? But the way it says it is Mali Frisha Barishon. Or what difference does it make even if she did the Hafsiktara on day one? So it says Gemara, Barishon, Miyika Lamandi Amar. Does anyone hold that the bedikah on day one is gonna help? Says Basil Klamat Afil Rabban Basraidin Masisan Bishnayulinidasu the Gamri. Aval Barishon no duksak mayan pasuach. Even the Chachamim in our Mishnah would say on day two of Nidus you could already do a bedikah to establish that you're not bleeding. But on day one, that's the very day you bled. You can't establish on day one that you're not bleeding anymore. And the Gemara says it. Vatanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Shalti is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Nidus Shabbat Katzim Yom Hashvi'i Shachrus Matzatara Ben Hashmash Shal Brich Shalach Yom Bat Matzat Meir Mahu Amrlo Arein Bechaz Chastarva. That Rabbi Yossi says, I asked the Shaila. On day seven, you did a bedika, came out clean. Is she becheskas Torah? Yes. Shishi, chamishi, revi, shlishi, sheni, mahu, amrlo, becheskas Torah. Also works. As far back as day two. V'rishon lo sha'alti. And I never asked about day one. V'tayisi shlo sha'alti. But it's a mistake that I didn't ask. Atu kulu lav becheskas tu mekaimi, v'kivin de pasak. Rishon na v'kivin de pasak. Me'ekar my savar, holduks gomayin basuach. Then he says, I should have asked about day one. Because really, day one is the same as days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. When a woman is in Nida, she's tummy for 7 days. So she's becheskas tuma on day two. The same way she's becheskas tuma on day one. So why did I only ask if you could do a bedika on day 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6? I should have asked if you could do a bedika on day one. Because if they were matir 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, they might have been matir day one also. My hava mina, not asking the shayla, was that it was mayana pasuach on day one. Because that was the very day that she bled. So comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba says, so what does that mean for us? Does that mean you're actually allowed to do bedikah on day one? I mean, does that mean that Nidado Raisa, who's going to be tummy for 7 days, can do her bedikah on day one, and that would be good enough? So the Rashba in Taras Abayisa Aruf, quoted by the Beis Yosef, writes that even though there's no clear conclusion whether Hafsik Tara on the morning of the first day works, because he says, I never asked the Shaila. I never had a chance to ask the Shaila. He only said, Tisi Shalosha Alti. It was still an open question. But since he gives a logical reason that the first morning should be the same as any other day, because he said, you know, after all, she's becheskas tamei on all these days, and since there's a brisa that equates the first day with the other days, right? Because the brisa had said that was the lashon of the brisa that was biyom rishon, and the gemara had said rishon sal kadaitach, but yeah, that was lashon of the brisa, so you could rely on a bedika biyom rishon. The Rashba says, therefore, la halacha, what would turn out, that you could rely on a bedika biyom rishon of the main nida to establish that she's no longer bleeding. And that's true even though women nowadays may be nidos and atzavos, which means they're mayana pasuach, even for a nida, you could rely on a bedika biyom rishon. And then he says, and this is what the Rama is probably based on, the Rashba assumes that even those who are machmir and don't allow bedika biyom rishon are only machmir on a bedika early in the day. But Ben HaShemashos for sure will work. Later in the day will for sure work. He says, V'nir midvar v'shamachmir manu eichu debat biyom rishon kodam Ben HaShemashos. Dilbaka Ben HaShemashos af rishon tahor al-divar. I'm sorry, this is not what the Rama is based on. This is what the Mechaber is based on. That the Rashba says that even if you hold that bedika biyom rishon doesn't work, that's only if you don't do machtachuk. But if you have a bedika throughout Bein HaShemashos, you have a Mokhtachuk, then that's going to work even on Yom Rishon. And that's what the Mechaber is based on in Sif Beis. And then the Beis Yosef says, but the Rambam disagrees with the Rashba, and the Rambam seems to assume bedika Yom Rishon just doesn't work. On the very day that she started bleeding, you're going to do bedika to establish that she's not bleeding? And again, the part that's confusing over here is just to realize that when we talk about bedika Yom Rishon, we're trying to accomplish something different than what the Mishnah was talking about. When the Mishnah was talking about a bedika Yom Rishon, the Mishnah was talking about being able to go to the mikveh after that bedika. We're doing a bedika to enable you to start counting Shiva Nekiyim, because we're talking about Zavah Gedolah. But the principle is the same. Because whether you're doing the bedika when you're dealing with Nida Daraisa and you want to go to the mikveh after 7 days, or whether you're doing bedika like we do bedikos, you know, the women nowadays do bedikos, where they're doing the bedika to enable them to count Shiva Nekiyim, the point is that a bedika is there to establish that her period is over, that the re'iyah is over. And the question is, can you do that on the very day that she saw Dan? So the Rashba says, yes, as long as, the Rashba says, yes, you can. You can do that on the day of Dan. And even if you want to be machmir, you could still do it with a mochtachuk. Even if you want to be machmir, that a regular bedik on day one won't work, you can still do it with a mochtachuk. But the Beis Yosef says, the Rambam, Perek Vav, sounds like he's machmir, that a bedik Yom Rishon doesn't work at all. And it doesn't matter when on Yom Rishon you do the bedik. It doesn't matter if you did a mochtachuk, not a mochtachuk, we're just machmir. However, the Beis Yosef then points out that the Magen Mishnah quotes two deos within the Ramban, and he never notes that the Rambam argues on the Ramban, which would indicate that the Rambam must also agree that bedikah biyom rishon works bein hashmashos, meaning that a mochtach could work on yom rishon. And that is that the fact that the Rashba says that even the machmirim will allow a mochtachuk on Yom Rishon, and the fact that the Rambam might mean that a mochtachuk works on Yom Rishon, put those two together, and that's how you land at the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that a woman has a one-day re'iyah, she must do a mochtachuk. That there's two chidushim in that sentence, that she must do a mochtachuk. Chidush number one is that it helps, that it works to do a mochtachuk, that it's even possible to do a hefsek tahara mochtachuk on Yom Rishon. And chiddush number two is that you got to do it, and they can't just rely on a bedika on Yom Rishon, that you must do a mochtachuk. And again, as we said, this entire discussion is only relevant for us in one of those three cases that we identified. And again, it's either re'iyah in the middle of Shiva Nekiyim, or she just wanted to do a hefsek so she could start her Shiva Nekiyim, so she did the hefsek already on day one, or she's a kala, right? Those are the cases. Rav Azra has an interesting chumrah. I don't know if it's chumrah, maybe Pasha Pasha. But you have a case where a woman, and this does happen, a woman starts staining. Right? So you get these shadows all the time. A woman calls up, I'm seeing a stain. It's not a flow, it's a stain. So we knew, what's the answer right away? It's around the time where I normally would get my period, but it's not a stain, it's not a flow, it's just a stain. So what do you tell her? What do we say right away? It's not covered underwear, it's just a stain. I'm expecting my period around now. Yeah, so we always do the common sense pre-shot. I mean, it's common sense pre-shot. You know, see what happens over the next 24 hours. Just don't do anything, right? You know, don't take any chances over 24 hours. Curries is not something we like to play around with. Okay, good. So next day she goes, I'm still staining. It didn't stop. You know, normally by the next day, it either stops or, you know, she got her period. So, you know, something doesn't sound right, and, you know, try to be Polish a little more. It goes on for 3 days like that. And then on day four or five or whatever, full flow, right? So now, and then it's over. So she had staining, flow. And now it's over. And she hasn't been with her husband the whole time, right? So she's had her 5 days because she's been Polish the whole time. But it's only one day of a flow. Is the mochtachuk ma'akev now? And if you only have one day of a flow, Pashas is mochtachuk then is ma'akev, right? Because if she wants to do the mochtachuk that day, it's going to be ma'akev. That was her only real re'iyah. It's the only time you can actually say with confidence that she was actually a nida. So l'chara, then the Motnachu could be ma'akev. Yeah. So, I mean, that's something that, like, people don't think about. You know, because Mochtachuk, we always think in Ashkenazi terms, at least, lahachmir l'chadchila, you know, to do Mochtachuk. But there are circumstances where, at least according to the Mechaber, it's ma'akev, and where the Rama would certainly recommend it, he just says that the bedika later in the day is okay also.
In that case, that we just gave,
and
she does a
Mochtachuk,
and
that clinch could start as a right. L'chara, yeah. Now there is a there's an interesting chakira. Maybe we'll just mention the chakira about hafsek tara according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda said that hafsek tara needs to be late in the day. So two possibilities why that needs to be, why that is that it needs to be late in the day. It could be that the reason hafsek tara only works, meaning especially if you assume Rabbi Yehuda means day seven late in the day, that the only time hafsek tara works is day seven late in the day. Again, going into the case of Nida Daraisa in the Mishnah. Day seven of Nida Daraisa late in the day. It could be that the reason that it only works on day seven in Mincha L'Maila is that she's Becheskas Mayana Pasuach the entire 7 days. Which would mean that if she goes to the mikveh, let's say a day late, and does her Hefsek Tara on day eight, which is during Yimei Ziva, then the Hefsek can even be in the morning because she's already Becheskas Mislach is done. Right? Or it could be that the reason that Hefsek Tara only works on day 7 in the Mincha L'Maila is that it must be juxtaposed to the Tevila. So if she goes to the mikvah on the morning of the 8th, she can do the Hefsek then, right? Meaning those are two possibilities as to why it's got to be late in the day. It's either a din in the Tevila or it's a din in Mayana Pasuach. And then you got to follow it through. If she's not doing it on day 7, she's doing on day 8. There's another chakira that I want to talk about maybe next time. Tomorrow there's no shiur. Oh, tomorrow, what happened last Tuesday? Was it a Rabbi Neuberger Tuesday? Was it supposed to be a Rabbi Neuberger Tuesday?
Yeah.
I know. What? Was it supposed, meaning on schedule, would it have been a Rabbi Sobolovsky Tuesday or a Rabbi Neuberger Tuesday? It would have been a Rabbi Sobolovsky? So tomorrow's Rabbi Neuberger Day? Meaning I should send him a reminder. Yeah, okay. So tomorrow will be Rav Neuberger Day. I'm not going to be there because I got to speak for the YU something in the Five Towns. They have an office in the Five Towns. So I got to speak to the older people who hopefully will leave YU a lot of money, I guess. So that's, I mean, no, reaching out to the community and spreading Torah and whatever. But I'll remind Rav Neuberger and I'll keep you posted. But here, let me just say the chakira. There is a chakira that's discussed about how to understand Hefsek Tara in general. It could be that Hefsek Tara should be understood like almost like a form of chafifa. You know, that just like you do a chafifa to get rid of all chatzitzos before the tevila, it's an essential step of the tevila. So you can, Hefsek Tara works by clarifying that she's no longer bleeding, because you can't do tevila when a woman is bleeding. So it just makes sure that she's not bleeding in order to allow for Teviva. Or, it's not being Mevarer a Metzius only, it actually is something that establishes her as Tahora. Meaning it actually has it's not just a Metziusdika thing that, look, you can't be bleeding and go to the mikveh, so you gotta do Hefsek Tara. It's that this is a necessary step in the Tahara process. If you look at Rashi, for example, Rashi writes that Hefsek Tara is mitaharasa bedikas shachris. Mitaharasa. It sounds like it's actually mitaher, not just a metziyastika kind of thing. Maybe we'll discuss that. We'll get into that next time. So we'll start talking about that chakira. Rav Eliyahu Silverman has a very nice piece on this in his sefer with like 6 nafkaminas in this chakira, and then we'll get into like halacha l'maisa, how late a woman can actually do Hefsek Tara. Okay, we'll stop there. Have a great day, everyone.